for the community of South Oxfordshire. This is Wallingford Radio, Out and About.
Hi there, it's Liam from Wallingford Radio with another of our Out and About interviews, although over the phone due to the current restrictions. Today I'm speaking with Darren Townsend from The Big Small Shop. Hello.
Hi, Liam, how are you?
Yes, very well, thank you. How are you guys doing with all the lockdown at the moment?
Yeah, we're coping. Obviously, it's been very busy, but it's great because obviously it's just more support for local businesses. So.
Fantastic. Well, it's a great idea. But are you able just to explain everything to our listeners and just how the Big Small Shop works?
Yeah, of course. Well, we launched in September of last year, and our aim was to basically to try and make small independent businesses that much more accessible. With the likes of Amazon and Etsy and places like that, it's all too easy for people to buy. You know, everyone wants everything yesterday. And we thought that was an area that maybe local businesses were struggling with. So we thought if we could combine local businesses on one platform online where people could, the same sort of functions as Amazon, but be supporting their local businesses at the same time, then that might be something that people were, you know, would be interested in. So basically what it means is people can buy from multiple local businesses and they can check out in one single transaction.
So you're definitely a local enterprise.
Yeah, well, I mean, we live in Wallingford. We grew up in Wallingford, went to Wallingford School, and, you know, we loved being able to walk down to the town and see the variety of local businesses down there as we were growing up. And it's something that I wanted to continue for my boys rather than it just being a beige online platform where they bought everything. You know, it'd be nice for them to have the variety in towns to go and support still.
Yeah, you really can't get much more local than that.
No.
So, what's the sort of range of stock that is currently listed on the site then?
So obviously very popular at the moment is the fruit and veg that we have on there. But we have a range of businesses, you know, from butchers and local breweries through to sports shops, beauty salons. They're selling, you know, some gift packages at the moment, that sort of thing. So a real wide range of products and businesses.
And what's the sort of area you were hoping you are covering then?
We obviously launched in Wallingford, and our aim was to be quite local to Wallingford, so within a sort of 10 mile radius. We've obviously picked up businesses from slightly further afield, and our aim was to always, you know, grow this method of selling really, you know, across the country as we could. We've kept it very local for now so that we can obviously support people within our area, especially in these times. If everyone's had to really diversify in the way that they're selling now, so it's been, you know, it's been really nice and really positive. So
fantastic. And just on the physical layout of it, do you go and collect all the deliveries, or does people sometimes just order direct from the suppliers but via you sort of?
Yeah, so it enables people to buy direct from the suppliers, and they can obviously use their own delivery methods or collection methods if they want to, but we liaise with lots of them. So basically quite often what happens is we go and collect all the items that you've purchased in our van and then deliver it in one, so you can support five or six local businesses in one transaction and have it all delivered in one go.
And how are you finding uptake has changed recently given sort of the restrictions going on?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, like I said, we're quite fortunate because we had some essential items on the website. And obviously it's made people, you know, naturally look to local businesses to try and help out because of the restrictions that are in place. We've seen our website where it used to range about 10,000 page views in a month. That's up at 48,000 page views now. So, but obviously it's great because it's, you know, it's just more exposure for local businesses. So, and, you know, especially in these times when there's going to be a lot of local businesses that are hit really hard by this, it's great to be able to give them some exposure.
Fantastic. And I take it you are still looking for extra local suppliers to come on board?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we want as much variety on the website as we can, so that it means that when people are shopping with us, they don't feel like they have to still go to the big chains to get certain items. If we can get that variety on the website and it be from local businesses, then obviously hopefully customers will come to us for their full weekly shop, for instance, rather than just token bits and pieces.
Fantastic. So the overall strapline here is convenience of online shopping but supporting local businesses.
Exactly. Yeah. It's, you know, convenience is everything, especially in people's normally busy lifestyles. You know, like I said, people want it within a few clicks and they want it yesterday. So if we can offer that same service, but while supporting local businesses, then that's what we're here to try and do.
Brilliant. Just to follow up then, Darren, so what's the delivery radius? Do you cover all the villages around Wallingford as well?
We do, yeah. Basically, when you enter items into your shopping basket and you add your address at checkout, it will give you a variety of options for delivery or collection if that's possible. Some of our places are offering a contact-free collection service, which is great. So we're covering, you know, most of the Oxfordshire area and into Berkshire as well. But we do also have a nationwide delivery service for certain items, obviously not for perishable goods, but for gifts and bits and pieces. We've got a nationwide courier that we can use to send items a bit further afield as well.
Brilliant. Sounds like another fantastic local enterprise that's really been in the right place at the right time to sort of help everyone through these current times.
Yeah, we're trying to do what we can, and obviously with our essentials box that we're selling at the moment, we're giving people the chance to donate eggs, bread and milk to people they feel might be in need as well. Or if they can't think of anyone in particular, then obviously we can donate it to the Wallingford Food Bank as well.
How does this essentials box work?
So basically it's just a fruit and veg box that we put together from one of our wholesalers. It contains strawberries, raspberries, milk, etc. People can obviously purchase that for delivery. And then with every purchase, we've said that we will deliver for free bread, milk and eggs to a person of their choice, just to make sure that, you know, no one's going without. So the website is thebigsmallshop.co.uk, and it's an opportunity for small businesses that, you know, might not have thought they could maybe venture online with their business. It's an easier alternative to get online. It's, you can have your products up and running within sort of 10 or 15 minutes and be selling again, but also we're here to help as well. So
thanks very much again, and
all right, Liam.
Yeah, I hope to speak to you again soon.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot, Liam. Take care.
If you run or know of a local organization that deserves a shout out, email us local@wallingfordradio.co.uk.
For the community of South Oxfordshire, this is Wallingford Radio, out and about.